Sup, English for you listeners. This is Bill. Lily and I are chilling here in the studio. We're checking out the Happy Haps on culture, on being in on slang. That's right. On today's show, well, we're going to jive a little bit about the latest and craziest ways that people talk in English.
Okay, hold on a minute, Bill. It might be a little bit difficult for our listeners to understand what you're saying.
Well, that's the whole point. They'll understand by the end of today or by the end of tomorrow because we're beginning a 2-day lesson in our culture unit all on slang. And of course, slang is language that's used usually by younger people in some place where they speak that language. But the language can be confusing because slang is when you use words that have different meanings, right? That have their own meaning to express something or say something in maybe a cool or interesting way.
And usually it's younger people who use slang words, not their parents. So sometimes parents have no idea what their kids are talking about.
Right, but it can be really fun to learn slang and learn how to use it because you can both talk like a native speaker when you do that, but also it shows you a little bit about how the thinking and the language speaking go together, how to think in, say, English and speak in English using slang. Well, with that in mind, listeners, let's go ahead and read through the first part of today's article. It's June 6th, our culture unit. Here's the first paragraph of Being In on Slang. Learning some cultural expressions is a good, helpful, and fun way to improve your English. These expressions are called slang. They are a way for young people to connect by using a language all their own. Sometimes, teenagers also use slang to keep their parents and teachers in the dark. If you use slang expressions well, you're sure to be in and cool. Just make sure you always know what they really mean before you use them. So notice our title, Being In on Slang, has those quotation marks around the word in. We'll find out, of course, in this first paragraph why that is so, because we also have a sentence that has in quotation marks. But first, let's take a look at the first sentence here because it's got some good complicated words. I'm talking about cultural expressions and the fact that if you learn some in English, it'd be good and helpful. So what exactly is an expression, Lily? Let's explain that first, then we can talk about a cultural expression.
Well, an expression might be a word or a phrase you use to describe something. So we're basically talking about slang here, the things that people say. And usually we use slang when we want to describe something.
Right, so an expression is just what slang is. It's a way to say something. It's a way to get an idea across. And a cultural expression, then, would be one that's connected to some culture. So, for example, a culture of maybe like a Japanese phrase. Well, there would be a connection to something Japanese. Maybe the expression talks about sushi or noodles or the history of Japan, like samurais or warlords, anything like that. The idea is the expression will be understandable easily by people from that culture. And these kinds of slang expressions are good for you to learn English.
That's true. I like it when my students enjoy learning slang words because you really do learn about the culture. Now, they are a way for young people to connect by using a language all their own. So I mentioned this at the beginning of the show, how it's usually teenagers and younger people who make up slang words. They are the ones who create these words, or they take an existing word and use it in in a different way. And it's just like their own kind of language because they're the only ones who will use it.
And sometimes these young people, teenagers, will use slang to keep their parents and teachers in the dark. When you keep someone in the dark, well, think of the words. It means that maybe they're in a room and it's dark in there, so they can't see things, and you won't let them come out or turn on a light for them. So the idea is you don't want them to know something or understand something, and if you're using slang, they probably won't understand what you mean, so you can tell each other secrets.
Now, if you use slang expressions well, you're sure to be in and cool. All right, so take a look. We have two examples of slang words here, in and cool. Now, I think most of our listeners know what cool means. It's just if you see something or if you want to describe something that's really great and maybe new and special. But if you say that something is in, well, it's kind of the same thing. It's something that's popular, that's in fashion, that's really cool.
But you really need to make sure you know what the slang means before you use it, because you might end up saying something strange or even offending someone, hurting their feelings. Well, there's our first paragraph. Before we move to the second, let's hear some Chinese explanation.
Hello, my name is Daphne. 年轻人讲究流行，不仅在他们的穿着打扮上，同时也在他们的语言上。我们今天的单元讲到 being in on slang， slang 呢是俚语，年轻人喜欢用俚语，因为呢用俚语比较 in， 也就是比较流行。所以我们学英文的时候呢，如果不学俚语的话，似乎好像跟不上时代。Learning some culture expressions is a good, helpful, and fun way to improve your English. 句子的主词呢是一个动名词片语，说明我们学习一点与文化相关的措辞。这里的 culture expressions 呢就指的是 slang， 也就是俚语。They are a way for young people to connect.They 呢指的是这些 expressions， 它是年轻人互相沟通的方式。 Connect 后面呢用 by 加上动名词，就是借由这种方法。 By using a language all their own， 年轻人喜欢用一个属于他们自己的语言。 Sometimes teenagers also use slang to keep their parents and teachers in the dark。 Keep 某人 in the dark，字面上的意思呢是让某人在黑暗当中，当然他就看不清楚了。这里隐身的意思呢就是让他们不了解，不要让他们知道，所以呢他们会在父母或者是在老师的面前呢用一些属于他们自己的 slang。此外在用 slang 的时候呢， you are sure to be in and cool， 这两个引号里的字呢都表示呢你是非常流行的，非常炫的，走在时代尖端的。不过用的时候要小心，因为用错了，意思不对的话可就糗大了。
Okay, let's take a short break. We'll be right back with more slang on English for you. Welcome back to English for You. This is Bill. Lily and I are here in the studio talking about slang. That's right. If you want to be in and cool and hip, you gotta learn how to say things the way the teenagers say them.
That's right, because then you can talk like a native speaker. All right, it's now time to look at the second part of today's article.There's more than one way to say that you're relaxing. Kicking back, chilling, or chilling out are some popular ways to say it. These expressions are all about not doing much and just taking it easy. If someone says, "Can I crash on your couch tonight?" you might think he's going to harm your couch. But don't worry, The slang word crash simply means sleep.
So, we have an example of one kind of slang here. For example, if you want to say you're relaxing, just, you know, taking it easy, trying not to worry too much, just feeling comfortable, well, you can say it in more than one way.
You can say kicking back, chilling, or chilling out. And it's really funny for me because it seems that a lot of slang words, they have something to do with being cool or cold. Look at this, chilling. Well, if you're chilling out, it almost seems like a person's in a freezer or something or in a really cold place. But I guess what it just means is that they're really comfortable, they're really relaxed, they're not getting angry or nervous over anything.
Right, I really think it has that connection to the word cool. You know, that word, maybe our listeners just don't know why it means what it means. It's kind of like thinking that nothing bothers you, you know? You don't get hot, you don't get angry about things. You're just like, hey, I'm so confident, I believe in myself so much that I don't care what you say or what happens. I'm just cool. So that's why we use so many words about being cool.
That's right. So remember, these are all ways you can say that you're taking it easy, you feel relaxed. Now here we have another example. If someone says, "Can I crash on your couch tonight?" you might think he's going to harm your couch. Well, that sentence does sound pretty funny because whenever we hear the word crash, well, we usually think of something like a car accident, two things hitting each other with a lot of force.
Right. So when you harm something, you hurt it. So you would think that someone crashing into your couch will hurt your couch. But we see that it means sleep. Now, it means a little more than just sleep. The idea is you're doing a lot, you don't have time to go home, or you don't want to because it will take too much time. All you're going to do is hit their couch, lie down on it, and let your head fall onto the couch and fall asleep. So you're crashing on their couch. Okay, so we also had that sentence there you mentioned, Lily. I just wanted to talk a little more about taking it easy. I mean, what are you taking and where?
Well, you're not taking something somewhere. You are just not letting yourself get worried over anything. So that's why we say when you take it easy, it means you're just in a really good mood. You're relaxed.
Right. So you're not going to let your life be difficult. You're going to let it be easy. Okay, there's our second paragraph, listeners. Hope you've learned a little bit of slang, and if you haven't, you're sure to learn some now, because here comes some Chinese explanation.
在第二段当中，我们要介绍两个 slang 的用法。There's more than one way to say that you are relaxing. 当你要表示你在放轻松，你在休息的时候呢，除了你可以说 you are relaxing 之外，你还可以说 you are kicking back, 或者是 you are chilling, 或者是呢 you are chilling out. 这些呢都是一些 popular ways to say it. It 呢就指的是 you are relaxing.These expressions are all about not doing much and just taking it easy. 所以 relaxing 的意思呢，就是表示你没有做什么很忙碌的事情，你只是呢在 taking it easy， 也就是 trying not to worry too much， 让自己心情好好的放轻松。我们会发现呢，这个俚语当中用到了这个 cool 啊，或者是 chill 这些字，似乎呢都跟凉爽相关。隐身的意思呢，你想放轻松，不想被打扰。Nothing bothers you. 所以这个时候呢，你可以自由自在的，很酷，很炫。再来介绍另外一个俚语的说法。Can I crash on your couch tonight? Crash 当动词来用，它的意思是撞击。比方说在车祸当中呢 ,his car crashed, 他的车子撞烂了。这句话 crash 在这里也是当动词来用，可是它的意思呢，不是说他要撞你的沙发。 He's not going to harm your couch. 他是不会伤害到你的沙发的，因为他的意思是 Can I sleep on your couch tonight? 所以要是一个外国朋友跟你讲这句话，你误会了，那可就糗大了。
All right, let's take a look at our third paragraph, and as usual, we'll read through it first. If you want to say something is old or out of fashion, you can say, that's so 80s. Of course, this is a reference to the 1980s, which is actually not that long ago.But for the younger generations who weren't even born in the 80s, that's old. You know, Lily, the other day, my friend came over and she said that she was thinking of getting her hair cut, and she showed me a picture, and I said, oh, no, Siobhan, that's so 80s. You don't want to get your hair cut like that.
So I guess that she didn't pick a very fashionable hairstyle because of what you said to her. So that's why we're saying if you want to say that something is old or out of fashion, you can say exactly what Bill said. That's so 80s. So if your friend decides to buy something that really does look old and it's just not popular anymore, you can say this.
Yeah, look at that phrase, out of fashion.We know that the latest fashions, or for things to be in fashion, means everyone is interested in it, everyone likes it, it's what is selling right now. It's almost like a fad. That's another word we've used on English for You. So if it's out of fashion, well, that means now nobody is interested in that fashion anymore. And then, of course, we have to connect to this that's so 80s.What are the 80s all about?
Well, the 1980s, I remember that time. It was a time of really big hair, big shoulder pads, really colorful clothing, definitely a lot of denim, the material that jeans are made out of.
Right, that's why this phrase is a reference to the 1980s, because the idea is...In the 80s, well, there was a lot of crazy things that happened in fashion. People today look back and say, what were they thinking, having all that hair and all those strange clothes? And so it's not that long ago, but it still gives you this feeling of being out of fashion.
Well, the younger generations, when they use this phrase, that's so 80s, well, maybe they're not actually comparing what they see to something from the 1980s. But it's interesting because the younger generations, well, for a lot of them, they weren't even born in the 1980s. They were born later. So for them, they don't know what fashion was like back then.
Right. And they think the 80s is very old because they weren't born yet. So to them, it's a nothing. It's the past. It's history they were never a part of.All right, there's the end of our third paragraph. Let's hear some Chinese explanation, and then we'll wrap up today's show.
再来我们要介绍另外一个俚语的用法。If you want to say something is old or out of fashion, old 跟 out of fashion 呢都是分别修饰前面的 something, 旧的或者是已经不流行的东西。Out of fashion 呢有另外一个相反词的片语就是 in fashion, 也就是在流行当中。在流行当中的事物呢我们可以称之为是一种 fad, F-A-D。如果你想要表达这个东西已经过时了已经不流行了 you can say that's so 80s. 这里的 80s 呢指的是1980年代。就像 Siobhan 呢拿一本发型杂志给 Bill 看。Siobhan 说他要剪那种 haircut, 也就是剪那种发型。Bill 的反应是 that's so 80s, 也就是有一点过时了。 80年代流行的呢是 big hair， 也就是呢发型都要做得非常的蓬松。此外呢还有 big shoulder pads， 也就是垫肩， shoulder 后面加上 pad、啊、shoulder pads 呢就指的是垫肩，垫肩做得大大的高高的，你一看到就觉得这些东西非常的过时。所以这里呢他提到 This is a reference to the 1980s，80呢就指的是1980年代。 which 后面的子句要补充说明， which is actually not that long ago， 1980年距离现在呢大约二十几年前，所以实际上不是太远。 but for the younger generations， 但是对于年轻一代而言，这里的 generations 用的是复数，因为现在有的人说啊，三年就是一个世代，所以 XYZ 啊，对于这些年轻世代的人而言， who 后面的子句呢又进一步的说明他们 who weren't even born in the 80s， 他们那个时候呢根本没有出生，因此对他们而言1980那个时候呢 that's old， 那真的是老掉牙了。
Okay, listeners, we're going to take another short break now, and when we come back, we'll do a lot of our normal English for you in the show things, like take a look at our vocabulary and read through the article again. So don't go away, we'll be right back.
Welcome back, everyone, to English for You. I hope that you're in on slang after today's lesson. Now, it's just really interesting because if you learn how to use slang properly, it's great. You'll be just like a native speaker. And for me, it's interesting because I teach a lot of teenagers, and you really do hear them using slang all the time because teenagers, they like to have a language of their own, so their parents or their teachers don't really know what they're talking about. So just remember, if you want to say something, there's actually more than one way to say it if you can use slang. And so we went through some really great examples. So the next time you want to say that you're relaxing, don't just say that. Say that you're kicking back or chilling out.
Okay, thanks, Lily, for that summary of our show.Let's take a look at our whole article again. We'll read it through for you one more time. Learning some cultural expressions is a good, helpful, and fun way to improve your English. These expressions are called slang. They are a way for young people to connect by using a language all their own.Sometimes, teenagers also use slang to keep their parents and teachers in the dark. If you use slang expressions well, you're sure to be in and cool. Just make sure you always know what they really mean before you use them.
There's more than one way to say that you're relaxing. Kicking back, chilling, or chilling out are some popular ways to say it.These expressions are all about not doing much and just taking it easy. If someone says, "Can I crash on your couch tonight?" you might think he's going to harm your couch. But don't worry, the slang word crash simply means sleep.
If you want to say something is old or out of fashion, you can say, "That's so 80s."Of course, this is a reference to the 1980s, which is actually not that long ago. But for the younger generations who weren't even born in the 80s, that's old. Okay, listeners, let's take a closer look at today's vocabulary.
Cultural.Going to Japan was an interesting cultural experience.
Expression. Some expressions are difficult to understand when you first hear them.
keep somebody in the dark. Instead of telling the truth, Mark kept his friends in the dark.
Out of fashion. Neon-colored T-shirts went out of fashion in the 1990s.
Reference. The teacher used a reference to a popular film to make her point.
All right, so here's a reference to our sentence for you. We want to talk now about a great way you can say just relaxing. That's right, our sentence for you is...
Take it easy.
And remember, that means you're just relaxed. You're not letting life be difficult. You're letting it be easy. Here's how you can use this sentence for you.
Hey, Bill, you seem quite relaxed today.
Yeah, I decided to just take it easy.
Oh, I see. So you're not going to worry about anything. You're not going to think about anything that might upset you. You're just going to be comfortable and relaxed.
Right, I'm just gonna sit here. I'll be chilling like a villain. That's another strange slang word for taking it easy. You're just chilling like someone that has nothing to worry about in the world. So, Lily, I gotta ask you then, do you have any good slang expressions you want to share with the listeners?
Well, I love the phrase veg out. Now, when I was in high school, well, we were under a lot of stress. We had a lot of exams. So, after our big exams, I would always have a party at my house. But it wasn't a regular party. I called it a veg out party. And it was when my friends would come over and I would prepare all of this food and we would just sit on the couch and watch movies all day.
You know, it's called veg out because the idea is your mind is like a vegetable, like a plant that doesn't think. Because when you veg out, you are not thinking on purpose. You're just relaxing. That's a great slang phrase for our listeners. All right, listeners, that was a great one. And we'll have some more great slang for you tomorrow. So please come back and join us for part two of our culture unit. Until then, this is Bill.
And I'm Lily.
See you next time.